91X News.
It's 0 degrees and lightly snowing. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. With more school children out and about during the March break, local police are cracking down on dangerous driving. They're launching a campaign called Operation Safe Break. The campaign will run from March 10th through to the 18th. Police will have zero tolerance for speeding and aggressive driving. Kingston police are seeking a woman they believe committed a hate crime back in January. Police say a woman was shopping at a grocery store when another woman came from behind and yanked on her hijab. They say the suspect then left the store without saying a word. The suspect is described as a slim white woman in her 40s with long black hair. She was with a male companion. Anyone with information is asked to contact Kingston police. Surveillance images of the pair are available on the precinct's website. Canadians once again struggled to find work in February as job creation fell short of expectations. Another 2,800 positions were lost in the month, although the jobless rate dipped to 7.4%. Statistics Canada says that's mainly because more people stopped looking for work. Bank of Montreal economist Doug Porter says job creation has been flat on its back for months, and the easy jobs are drying up.
It's tough to see things switching quickly in Canada. The things that really drove jobs early in the cycle are just not going to be there. You know, whether it's government hiring or retail-related jobs driven by Canadian consumer spending.
Economists estimate Canada needs to add between 15 and 20,000 jobs each month just to keep up with demand from increases in population. A pilot's lockout and threatened strike by ground crew at Air Canada has been averted by Labour Minister Lisa Raitt. Prime Minister Harper admits there's a side of him that isn't happy about the government intervention into the dispute, but he says action is essential to keep the airline flying and to ensure the two sides find some way to resolve their disputes without having an impact on the Canadian public.
Air Canada came to us during the economic crisis, during the global crisis, and asked specifically for government assistance in a number of areas because of the dangers of the shutting down the airline would represent to the Canadian economy. I'll be darned if we will now sit by and let the airline shut itself down.
Labour Minister Lisa Raitt sent the dispute between the airline and two of its unions, the pilots and ground crew, to the Industrial Relations Board yesterday to see how a work stoppage would affect the health and safety of Canadians. The patriarch of modern-day conservative movement in Canada is calling for beefed-up ethical training for campaign workers in the wake of the robocall scandal. Former Reform Party leader Preston Manning calls misdirecting voters to non-existent polls deplorable, and he says the most important thing is putting a stop to it. Manning says that requires stricter surveillance of campaigns by their own managers and by Elections Canada. But he says preventing political trickery also requires ethical training for workers. Manning says his time in Ottawa taught him to use dirty political tricks, isn't confined to any one party. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
Thanks, Renee. Darren Helm will be on guard tonight against the Kings. Los Angeles looks to penetrate the eighth spot with a win over the Detroit Red Wings. The NHL showcases four games. The Chicago Blackhawks will throw everything at one of the best tennies in the league as they face off against Henrik Lundqvist and the New York Rangers. Puck drops at 8:30 in Illinois. Two Canadian teams will be at it. The Winnipeg team jetted over to Calgary to battle the lukewarm Flames. The other game has Florida Panthers pouncing into Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. No medals for Canada's women's team at the World Junior Championships in curling. Jocelyn Peterman was eliminated from contention after an 11-10 loss to Russia in a tiebreaker. Canada's medal hopes now reside with Brendan Botcher on the men's side. He's got the day off before playing Sweden in a 1-2 page playoff. Play continues at the Canadian Men's Curling Championship tonight with a battle between the top seeds. Ontario's Glenn Howard takes on Manitoba's Rob Fowler. Howard finished atop the round robin with a 10-1 record. The winner of the Page playoff earns a berth in Sunday's final, while the loser falls to tomorrow's semifinal. Calgary Stampeders have signed defensive back Keon Raymond to an contract extension Friday. Raymond was a West Division All-Star last season after registering a career-high 5 interceptions. He accumulated a league-leading 237 return yards, including one for 117 yards and a TD in a game against the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Remember to send us your team or league scores by email to sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
Today, flurries at times heavy. The local amount, 2 centimeters, with a high of plus 2. Tonight, flurries ending late this evening, then clearing with a low of minus 10. Saturday, sunny. Increasing cloudiness late in the morning, with a 40% chance of flurries late in the afternoon and early in the evening, the high 0. Sunday, sunny, the low minus 1, the high 14. Right now, it's 0 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Austin Mackay. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.